You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
Do you ever have some days where synchronicities are just nonstop? Like some days where you wake up at 5:55. And then you start your day, and then you have your breakfast, your tea, your coffee, and then boom, you see 10:10 on the oven. And then you see 11:11 on the microwave, and then you're driving, and you see 12:12 on your car radio, and then you see 1:11 at the clock at the store, and then you're on your way home, and you see 2:22, you open your iPad, you see 3:33, you're going for a run, and you look down at your watch, and it's 4:44, and you're like, oh my gosh. I've been having days like that. And normally those, I'll call them rainbow days. Normally I have just one where I'm like, that was weird. What's on my mind today? What am I thinking? What energy am I swimming in? But I've had like four of those days in a row to where I am now like, okay, all right. Where am I going to be when 12:12 rolls around? Where am I going to be at 4:44 this afternoon? That intense. And I thought, well, of course it's Pisces season, but we're also entering the eclipse portal where the veil is thin. So who knows? I'm also on the brink of a big change of figuring out where to live for the spring and summer. So perhaps that's just a message from something beyond saying, it's all good, girl. Trust your gut. Trust your intuition. Follow these things. What do we say? Don't ask for signs, then ignore them. Whew. Happy Aries season. Today, the sun has moved into Aries. The moon's also moved into Leo. So what a fiery, passionate day we have today. Make sure you don't fight with anybody now because these fires can burn out of control. Use it to take bold action, creative inspiration. Use it for leadership in your life. Before we get started, because we got a lot to talk about, guys, and it's going to get passionate and fiery. You know what to do. Sign up for the newsletter. I'm going to really take notes to share this every intro to podcasts. Sign up for our newsletter called What's New and Good. You get it every Monday morning to your inbox. And mostly it's just tales of life that I share with you guys, energetic updates that I share with you guys. And it's going to be a pivotal part of Lightworkers Lounge because social media, the climate of it is really shifting and changing. And I think now that we are in Aries season, where collectively people are going to have that fire in them to say, you know what? I am declaring I'm done with social media. I'm done with the platforms. No more. I'm over it. But I still want to stay connected to people that don't live in my immediate vicinity. What has not changed for decades? Email. And so this is why I'm pushing and pumping. There's no sales tactics to this at all. I'm not selling you anything in the email. Sometimes I feel like an idiot because maybe I should with all the people subscribe, but it's genuinely a place where I feel it's a fair exchange. I get to create content that I know will be seen by all of the people who subscribe. And for you, as the consumer of the content, you get the choice to open it or say, I'm feeling blah this week, not for me, and delete it or move over it. It's not shoved in your face in short form content, which can be addicting. It's pure. It's authentic. It feels genuine. And it's a place I want to stay updated and connected with you guys. If and when I don't have social media platforms to announce new things, to share what I've been up to, this will never go out of style. And of course, the podcast. For as long as podcasting is such a free form for creators, I will never leave here. I will be 63 years old, pressing the red button on GarageBand, and my grandkids will say, have you updated to the news? Get out of here, kids. This is how it's always been done. I will always be here with you guys, but go to lightworkers-lounge.com. A pop-up should appear to submit your email address, or scroll on down to the bottom and put in your email address. And please, you know the drill, leave a review wherever you're listening to this show. That is a way of helping us market the show. If you appreciate the way I teach astrology, oh, it's 12-12. If you appreciate the way I teach astrology and you really enjoy being a member of the Lightworkers Lounge community, help us find and prove, help us prove that you don't need TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, to find an audience. Because our collective community leaves a review. It's literally as simple as just submitting the stars on Spotify or Apple iTunes and showing that we can find each other through little acts like that. That pushes our show up to the recommended list for other people to find us through podcasting platforms rather than social media apps. So, you know, this is just big Aries season energy right here. And I'm just going to declare again why I'm feeling blah about social media. It feels unfair. I feel like a hypocrite calling myself out. I feel like a hypocrite. I'm an astrologer and a podcaster for Lightworkers Lounge. This is an area, this is a community where we are very much anchored people who know we have to be humans that have self-discipline, respect, integrity, tenacity to be good people here on earth. But we're also very sensitive, empathic, in tune beings. We have this beautiful balance of both here in Lightworkers Lounge. I think if you're listening to this, you have that energy in you, or you're working on cultivating a more spiritual approach to life or a more grounded, feet on the ground approach to life. This is your space. And what I teach here is astrology, self-discovery, self-remembrance. And social media platforms, while they, I do think they started out with good intentions, they've turned into a giant system of behavioral modification to pull you from self-recognition, self-remembrance, from remembering who you are, or for the young kids, figuring out who you are before social media tells you what's cool and what you should be. And so I can't in good conscience pump you guys astrology content, podcasts, psychological, spiritual content about ways to heal yourself or ways to come home to self while pumping content that is created to pull you away from self. It's like being a doctor, and you guys trust me with your health. The health is wealth. If we don't have health, we have nothing. And you guys trust me with that. And I'm taking advantage of it and saying, okay, well, here's your prescription for 2 packs of cigarettes every day. And you don't question it. You're just like, okay, thank you. And little do I know, like I'm here to help. They trust me with their health, but I'm giving them cigarettes, keeping them addicted to a substance that is slowly killing them inside. It just doesn't feel right. When I just went to Puerto Rico, I was like, it was sad. In the back of my mind, I was like, oh shit, we're on day 3 and I haven't filmed anything. I haven't taken any pictures. I haven't looked for a beautiful place to go stand and have my boyfriend take a picture of me from behind, making me look cool on top of a beautiful vista in Puerto Rico. Look at me. Dead of winter. You guys are suffering in the cold and I'm here on top of a mountain in Puerto Rico. It just didn't feel right to me. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, no, I don't want to be taking, I want to take pictures just to have memories to flip through and show my family what it looks like. But to show people who are so far from living this life, I was like, nah, if they want to see Puerto Rico, they can have the, what am I looking for? They can be in control of going to Google and typing in Puerto Rico in the search bar and looking. I don't want to shove it in their face. I don't know. It just felt wrong. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, I love waking up and leaving my phone. At one point, we went on a kayaking adventure through caves and waterfalls, and JL forgot his phone at the Airbnb. He forgot it. He was like, oh shit, we're to the bottom of the mountain and I forgot my phone at home. And so him too, he was on the same wavelength. He was like, wow, I'm not even thinking of my phone. And for Mr. Virgo, who works and lives and dies by his phone, that was like, oh, we're really disconnected, but in the most beautiful way. And when, one of our newsletters, What's New and Good, I wrote about my relational history to social media. I broke down how I'd never wanted a Facebook, but my high school boyfriend's mom was like, honey, you need it to find your fellow dorm room mates. And I was like, fine, whatever. And she made it for me. And then I thought about Twitter. I've never had Twitter. I just laugh at that. And then I thought about LinkedIn and how I'm like, why people are on LinkedIn trying to make themselves look good and professional in a career they don't give two shits about. Just it just feels so inauthentic to me. And then YouTube is cool. I know a lot of people that watch it. Whenever I go to my mom's house, she's watching YouTube videos, and people learn so much. I think it's a beautiful space to learn about things you would have never otherwise known. But I love my very first post on Instagram was in Key West. It was a butterfly that landed right in front of me in Key West. But I just think over the years and cultural, political climates, the pandemic, of course, it just doesn't feel good. And when we left Puerto Rico, I remember feeling sad. And I was like, of course, everybody who leaves a break from the real world gets sad when they have to go back. But the more I tapped into it, the more I was like, oh, this is because I don't want to go back to social media. I don't want to go home and go back into the office and sit down and think, okay, I haven't posted on my personal account in a month. I haven't posted on Lightworkers Lounge in like a year. Oh, wow. And the last straw that I think over the past just 30 days even is Cosmic Coconut, the Instagram for astrology-based things. I stopped posting to it. And I didn't even realize it. And so my mind and my heart are very clearly in a battle here because it is my sense of income. It is my work. And it's really hard when your sense of survival, the way to pay your bills, is on that app. But to get rid of it is so scary because you are diving into the unknown. I can't imagine what, and even just from a personal standpoint, I can't imagine what it's like or how I'll feel connected to people if I don't have those things. What do I do every day? But naturally, I have noticed my body is not touching my phone. It's not going near it. I don't feel guilty anymore for not posting. I just don't want it. One of you guys asked me when we did a Q&A on Instagram a month or two ago, what would you do if podcasting and astrology was not your career? What would you be doing? And I was like, I love this question. And without a second thought, I was like, I would have my phone just to like text or call my mom and to check the weather every day. But I would work at a bed and breakfast, family owned and operated in Key West. And I would love it. And I would hope to one day own my own, if not the one I currently work at. And I would ride my bike to and from work. I would always find myself out in the community doing fun events. I wouldn't have social media at all. I'd probably still find a way to podcast because your girl loves to talk, but that's what I would do. And it feels so to me. My body's naturally not going towards it. And this segues us into Aries season. You guys are watching live or listening live me declare Aries style things. I am thinking about myself. I'm not thinking of the 300,000 people that follow us. I will miss them. I do love them, but I don't know them. And I need in-person connection as well. And I know that if you are a true community member of Lightworkers Lounge, you will sign up for the newsletter. And if and when I host retreats or I have that flower farm, wink, wink, if you know, you know, from the newsletter. If I have that flower farm and I'm like, guys, you got to come see it. Please come see me. Fly from wherever you're at. Come give me a big hug. Come let Jeffrey bark at you. Like, come over and pick some flowers. I'll even read your birth chart in the middle of the sunflowers. Come on, let's go. That will be in the newsletter. And that's a real connection right there. That's not pumping the artificial, superficial content that 300,000 people follow us on Lightworkers Lounge, then how come only 3,000 see it? Mark Grove shared a quote about this that he had heard about building a career on social media or even just building a following on it. You're building a mansion in someone else's backyard. You're building a mansion in someone else's backyard. Woohoo, I've got the mansion, I got the house, it looks so good, I got the pool, but this isn't my property. I don't own this land. They can tell me to get out whenever they want. Bye-bye mansion. We all crave authenticity and wholesomeness. We want our cake and to eat it too, so to speak. Social media will always be a piece of the cake, a key ingredient to the cake. But when you make it the entire cake, it's destined to melt and disintegrate before you even get to take a single bite. It's a great tool for connection. I'm not bitching about it, not playing the victim here. I'm not biting the hand that feeds me. It's an amazing tool that very obviously will always be around. But remember, we're lab rats and we're figuring out what our relationship to it is. And I just worry about the state of mental health with people. And I know this pisses some people off because they are just live hard, die hard fans of TikTok and Instagram. And I respect that. I do. You can learn and meet best friends, meet lovers, meet people that will further your career on there, no doubt. But it's few and far between. And when you have a really good interaction with a stranger in person, it feels way different than when you slide up in the DMs and start texting people on a social media app. You can't deny that. Look at me and my Aries fire. I don't even have Aries in my chart. Wait, yes, I do. My Mars is in Aries. But you know why I forgot? Because it's in the 12th house. The final house, the ending house, the things we hide from house. When we've got energy in the 12th house, we keep a lot of secrets. Not intentionally, not to hide or lie to people, but we hide from the energy of that planet. My Mars is in Aries. You'd think I was a fiery girl, and I am. Oh, I am. But I hide from it. I have got a warrior spirit, and you can see it with how often I work with my level of discipline. If I walk by a piece of trash on the side of the road, I will pull over and pick it up. I don't care what I'm doing. I think that's my Mars in Aries. But when I do get angry, boy, it takes a lot to reach that point because my Sag just blows it off like, whatever, get out of here, get out. But when I get angry, even in the slightest bit, that shit scares people. I can see it in their eyes. And I don't know if it's because they're used to me being so kind, cordial, people-pleasing, rock on, Sag. So when that switch gets flipped and you're like, wait, she's got Mars and Aries, it's just shocking. You're like, wait, this beast lives within you? Yes, it does, but I hide it. 12th house. It's Aries season. Happy birthday, my Aries sons. It's your time. You guys get 15. I upped it. It used to be 10. Now it's 15% off any reading you want. You want the big relationship reading with someone? 15% off. You want the advanced reading to go over your entire chart, see what's going on in your 12th house? 15% off. I love you guys. You're few and far between. This is kind of a rare sign. So come on over. Go to lightworkers-lounge.com and use your birthday discount code. Shoo. So this Aries season was a little bit different. You probably noticed some people are saying it started on March 19th yesterday. Some people are saying it doesn't start until tomorrow, the 21st. I'm going to put this out right on the 20th. But this is because 2024 is a leap year. So all the dates are kind of misconstrued. They're all a little messed up here. But Aries season typically runs from March 21st until April 19th on a normal year. Welcome to the real January. Welcome to the astrological new year. We astrologers do not celebrate new year, new me on January 1st. No, thank you. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, this is the dead of winter. Well, like, you are not supposed to jump up and go work out and start new things in the dead of winter. You're supposed to rest, nourish, quiet, still, just like the rest of nature. You know, our Southern Hemisphere friends, they have the right to be like, January 1st, new year, new me, because it's the dead of summer for them. But even the dead of summer, what do animals do? What do plants do when it's too hot? They're quiet. They're not hunting. They know it's hot. And if I try and force myself to move against that, it's going to be a heat stroke. So I'm also quiet and still. The months where we are most active are fall and spring, right? Because the weather's perfect. The sunlight is even. You know, happy spring equinox here in the Northern Hemisphere and fall equinox as well. Light and day, night and day are equal right now. If that doesn't scream energy, get up, go. I don't know what does. You know what's cool? I use the app Natural Cycles for birth control and family planning. It's an amazing app. I highly suggest it. I wish they paid me to say that. But this is a way women don't have to use birth control. They get in tune with their bodies. You take your temperature every morning and you log it into the app so you can see when you're fertile, when you're not. It's amazing. I was looking at my graph yesterday and I noticed, let me pull it up for you guys. I noticed in the bottom right-hand corner, it says learn. And there's a little symbol that looks exactly like Aries, the ram. And I was like, what? Are they now part astrology? So I clicked on it and I was like, oh, it's not such an astrologer move. It's not the Aries ram symbol. It's the uterus and ovaries. But then I was like laughing at myself, thinking you are studying astrology too much, girl. But then I laughed at myself because I was like, wait, this makes so much sense. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's the astrological new year. We just began a new year, a new cycle today. What happens in the uterus of a woman? New life is conceived and begins. The uterus and the ovaries of a woman is where all life begins. Of course. So I'm sure maybe it's an historical text, but in Greek mythology and the origination of astrology, it's the ram. Aries is the ram. But now I can't unsee it. The symbol to me represents the ovaries, the fallopian tubes connected to the uterus of a woman where all life begins. Now think of a little baby in the womb, right? Think of a little baby. Sure, we can throw in epigenetics and say if the mom is going through trauma while pregnant, that baby is absorbing it. I do. That resonates with me. I think that is true. But for the most part, women are pregnant. They're calm. They're being nurtured. Hopefully the morning sickness isn't too much. But there's no trauma. That child has not experienced trauma, pain, neglect, abandonment yet. And this is the energy of Aries, the risk takers, the warriors, the fighters. Do you know why are some people so afraid of conflict? Probably because they grew up in conflict or they were bullied and had conflict inflicted on them. So they are like, no, I've got past memories of it. Not going there. Don't want it. Aries have no past memories, right? This is why Pisces, let's give you Pisces one more nod as your season ends. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. And so there's a saying that they have 12 lives they've already lived of memories, of pain, of joys. And they come to this lifetime carrying the weight of all of those memories, right? And so sometimes this is why they fall into substance abuse or the vices, because they are just feeling so heavy and tired and fatigued from it all the time. Aries, their neighbor, is just the opposite. They're fresh, brand new. What do you mean if I touch a stove, I'll get burned? What do you mean if I take a risk, I might fail? That exists in this earthly realm, says Aries. So welcome to the season of I am. That is the mantra of Aries. I am. Think of a new baby being born, new life. Da, 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 da. They take their breath, their first breath, their birth chart is created, a screenshot of the sky, and they are now walking, talking, crawling creatures, figuring out who am I? Aries season. So Aries element is very obviously fire. They are a cardinal fire sign. Cardinal is their quality. And this means they start a new season, right? Think of all of our cardinal signs. They usher in brand new seasons. Libra ushers in fall, Northern Hemisphere. Capricorn, this ushers in winter. Aries ushers in spring, and Cancer brings in summer. Just the opposite for my Australian listeners. I know we've got many and I love you guys. So the ruler of Aries is Mars. Mars, courage, competition, anger, and aggression. Charge my way through life. You look at Mars in your birth chart to see how you charge your way through life. What are you like in competition with sports? What kind of courage do you have? When you get angry, what is it like? Look to the sign that your Mars is in. And of course, the symbol of Aries is the ram. It's also, aside from the fallopian tubes in the uterus, it's the nose and eyebrows of the human face or the head, because Aries rules the head. So watch out for headaches, jaw strain, TMJ. And Aries, you guys are known to be so inflammatory. You guys are inflamed, especially if you are not diffusing your anger or if you're surrounded by people who don't let you be your individual self. They really stifle you. You guys get acne, rosacea, eczema, strange rashes on the skin because this is the anger in you, the inflammation in you boiling out of your skin. I always tell my Aries people, especially my Aries moons, you got to get red cheeked once a day. You got to sweat, get that heart rate up once a day. You have to do it, even if you just sprint to the end of your street and back. Whew, move it to move it out. Otherwise, there's some of the health things. And you guys do know, I married my two passions, my previous role as a holistic health coach with medical astrology, and I offer readings. So if you're struggling with any health issues you want to take a look at from an astrological lens, do go book that reading, please. I love giving them. Being the first sign, it's said that Aries have beginner's luck. And what is beginner's luck, really? It's just people, like if you're playing poker and it's your first time, you've got beginner's luck because you don't really know how to play. You don't really know what the pain of a loss of putting all your chips on the table and losing them all. You don't carry that energetic baggage. And so naturally, your energy is open and optimistic and you attract the luck of winning. Beginner's luck, this is Aries. Right? Unlike Pisces, being born with the wounds of past lives, Aries come here with a clean slate. This can also be why Pisces is the most sensitive and Aries are known as the least sensitive. Oh, they're so insensitive. They don't understand why people are so afraid to take a risk. They don't understand why some people struggle so hard with conflict and pissing people off. They're not imprinted with all of those past lives. Pisces hurt someone and it just floods them for years. They really struggle to let it go. Aries people have that big firstborn child energy. And if you're listening and you are the firstborn or you're the middle child or the baby, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Aries has that big firstborn, I'm the oldest, I'm the boss energy. Aries, their lesson is to model for us, not teach us, but model for us what it looks like to live free from the burdens of people-pleasing and expectations, to radically just be yourself. And who gives a fuck what anybody thinks, says Aries. You guys know it. I mention it all the time. I just thought it was so funny that when I did a poll and asked you guys if you've been cheated on or if you've cheated on someone, what was their sign or what's your sign? And Aries won. Virgo was in the top three, which really surprised me. But the more I got to know Virgo and the dynamics of their inner world, the more I wasn't surprised. But Aries was number one by a long shot. And what was different about them is that they openly, my Aries people who said, I cheated, they didn't care. They'll put themselves on blast. They'll say it anywhere. They true. You know, other people like Libras are like, I mean, It was an accident and I didn't mean to exactly. Whereas Aries are like, I cheated. No big deal. They were boring. I was bored. I had to go just do something. They walked too slow. They ate too slow. They were just so boring. Right? The insensitive side of Aries. That's like, I don't think about the repercussions for my brash actions. Whoops. They affect other people. Now, while it's true we should love ourselves before we can love another, Aries is here to understand that I can love myself while I love another. Those two can coexist simultaneously. I can have relationships and be independent too. Aries' sister sign, the sign directly opposite of them, is Libra. This is the me versus we dynamic. Libra feels incomplete without love. Without a lover, they just feel like they're walking the earth with one foot. Aries feels incomplete without self. These people will not be good partners or push partnership in parenting. Parenting too. Aries push it away a lot. In the name of choosing self. You know, I think it's worth sharing that when I see a big first house, which is Aries house, stellium, three or more planets squished in this area of life in a chart, or when I see someone very heavy in Aries, sun, Venus, Mars, Mercury, these are typically people, and I want to give them the permission slip, that don't want to be parents. They don't want to do child rearing. And now, of course, societal norms will push it and biological hormones, when you ovulate, will say, let's procreate. But I just want all the Aries, my first house heavy people, to know you don't have to have children to have a fulfilled and satisfying life. It is okay. It's not selfish. It is perfectly, beautifully okay to say, I want to live a life where I get to choose me. I get to do what I want. I get to go where I want on my watch and my time. To be a parent, even to be a spouse, requires so much self-sacrifice. And it's beautiful, it's noble, but it's not what the entirety of life is about anymore. Aries, I want to give them the permission to say, you don't have to get married. I'd never get married again. I would definitely, I am in a committed partnership. And I love it, but we have no intentions of doing the whole marriage thing. I already feel married. Aries people struggle with those things because they really have to find someone who is also as independent. Aries came here and said, I am blank. They're here to fill in the blank. And sometimes you really lose yourself in parenting, partnership, caretaking. And Aries are typically like, man, I don't know if that's for me. It's okay. It's okay. You know, I really feel like a lot of relational struggles would dissolve or just be lessened, since I know they'll always be here, if we just understood and accepted our charts. Like I was saying about Aries, if people with an Aries moon, an Aries Venus, Aries sun rising, if they were to say, okay, do I want to have kids or is the world telling me I should, that it's a good thing to do? And if they said, oh, wait, I got Aries in my chart and I meant to have kids. Oh, phew, I don't need to go do that. Right? And if we told Libras, hey, you're here to be in partnership. All those things that say, be single, work on you. I think you work on you through relating through another. Right? If we just gave ourselves permission slip. Sagittarius, you don't have to live in the same town. Everyone's going to tell you, plant roots, stay still. But that's not what you came here to do. We just gave ourselves the permission slip to do those things that resonate most with us. I really think it would help in our long-term goal of achieving world peace, getting somewhat close, right? Now, again, if you're an Aries placement and you're listening to this and you're like, Steph, my dream is to be a parent, is to create a family. That's where I need to look at your chart and look at the aspects, the conjunctions, what house your Aries lives in, because it's so multifaceted and layered. It's definitely worth at least one professional reading in your lifetime to be armed with the tools to understand you so that people like me and social media influencers do not sway you from what is true for you. Okay? Aries is sudden, quick changes. It's fresh starts. Aries won't stay anywhere. They feel inhibited. And if they do, they'll be mean. They'll be pissed off. They'll be angry, red. This is where the violence of Aries comes out, is when they feel stuck and inhibited. When someone is pushing back, they're going to push harder. And then if that person has fire on them, they're going to shove. And then Aries is going to ram. Can get wild with this sign, yeah. But if Aries are afraid to pursue interest in things that excite them, they are fiercely loyal, vibrant, exciting people. Whenever someone has Venus, how we love, how we expect to be loved back in Aries, I always say, ooh, you're obsessed with your lover, aren't you? And they're like, oh God, yes, I love it. I love the sex. I love the physical aspect. I love the physical touch. I love working out together. Oh, when we run a 10K together, there's nothing more I love. But then when I say, if your partner doesn't make you their world just like you do for them, oh, it's never going to work. I always, you know, I'm very open-minded to people's relational dynamics and people who are like, I don't mind if they flirt or date someone else. Aries Venus says, no, no, no. It's me that you love. Worship me. Love me because I'm going to do the same and be fiercely loyal, right? What I was saying, Aries are the number one cheaters because they're bored. They just have to learn, as we'll get to in a minute, they got to learn staying power. They've got to learn to use their fire to have staying power or to just communicate their blunt truth. Hey, I'm disinterested and bored in this relationship and I don't feel like putting in the work to revive it, so I'm going to leave. Bye. They've got to learn those things. The energy of a child who can converse with you like an adult is what I like to think of Aries. They've got that vibrancy to them. Aries people typically have lots of people around them. They are the Energizer bunnies, and you're just like, whoa, I want a taste of that. And it's like that childlike wonder. These are people who you're like, you want to go try this? And they're like, fuck yeah, let's go. Do you want to go do this? Sure, never done it. Let's try it. You want to stay out till 3 a.m. on a work night? Yeah, I do. Let's go. Who doesn't love energy like that? Who can converse with you like an adult? Aries. They are my motivational speakers. They are my get up and go. You can do anything you put your mind to. You can achieve anything. Leap in the net will appear. Have I said that? What do I have, Mars and Aries? While Aries are competitive, athletic types, they usually aren't number one. They usually don't win Super Bowls. They usually aren't carrying the trophy at championships. Aries, don't come for me now. Don't come for me now, but it's true. They don't win. They get participation trophies all day for all the things, but they don't win. You know who wins? Taurus, Leo, Aquarius, and Scorpios. These are my Super Bowl champions. These are my Taylor Swift. She's a Scorpio rising. These are the people who typically, okay, I'm gonna throw Cancer in there too. These are the people that win. Now, why? Why is this? We all look at Aries and we're like, oh, there's the jock of the zodiac. But does the jock usually go on to play pro ball? I don't know. I don't think so. I think they might play semi-pro and then give it up and go work for their dad's insurance company. I don't know what's going on. But why doesn't Aries win? Because they get bored so easily. They want excitement, not hard work. They don't have perseverance. You know who has that? Taurus. When you think of Taurus and Aries, think of the tortoise and the hare. Have you heard that little fairy tale? A little rhyme tale? Tortoise and the hare start a race. Everybody looks at the bunny, the rabbit, the hare, and says, that's going to smoke the turtle. But as soon as the gun goes off and they say, go, here's a race, the bunny goes fast. 0 to 100 real quick. But they burn out. They have to stop and catch their breath and get a cup of water because, oh my gosh, they burnt bright. The turtle just starts slowly walking. They stretch their legs. They poke their head out of their shell. And they roll their neck and they're like, all right, let's settle in because we got a long race ahead of us and I want to make sure I conserve my energy. Taurus also has really high pain tolerance. They've got that going for them, right? So who wins? The tortoise. Because they conserve their energy, they're patient. Even when they get bored and their body hurts, they stay put. They've got staying power. Go ahead, Google it. Google some of your favorite athletes. I promise you they've got Taurus in their chart somewhere. There's a quote that Joanna Martine Woolfolk from the only astrology book you'll ever need. She said, Aries would rather be the world's largest lizard than the smallest dragon. Think about that. Aries would rather be the world's largest lizard than the world's smallest dragon. Aries, do you feel like we're just dragging you? I feel like you guys are about to pop up in my inbox going, you know what? I'm a professional player. Arians are aggressive and usually never back down. The only thing that can break them? Themselves. When they don't use their anger responsibly, they burn every bridge they ever cross. When they turn their fighting spirit inward, this is where the inflammation and the skin issues and the headaches and the jaw pain come up. And not informing those affected by their impulsive decisions can just light every relationship in their life on fire. So the only thing that can break them is nothing external. It's themselves. One thing Aries needs to accept is that not many people can keep up with you. They just don't have your stamina. Sexual stamina falls in here. They don't have the energy. They don't have that newness that you do. That's like, come on, just try this. Let's go here. Or what? We're going here and you've got all this team on board, but now skirt, we're changing directions like the wind. Some people don't like that. It spins them into anxiety. They don't care for that. Aries, you've got fiery, passionate nature for you. You're meant to start fires, but not tend to them. And so that's a beautiful thing to own, and it's a beautiful thing to communicate to those closest to you. But don't get mad when people aren't on board with your idea. Don't get fiery when people say, hey, we just started this one a little while ago. Shouldn't we stay put and grow this seed here first? Otherwise, we're just going to walk through the garden of life and sprinkle seeds, but not tend to them. We're not staying at each garden plot and studying how much sunlight it needs, what nutrients it needs, the balance of pH it needs. And then we're going to realize that we have no fruit to harvest and we're going to go hungry. So Aries, can we calm down? How about you just go build all the new garden beds and we're going to stay here and tend to them. One thing Aries needs to accept is that some people like boredom. Some people are consciously or unconsciously choosing to suffer and stay stagnant. And oh, does that piss you off and make you so sad that some people are dead yet alive? And you just have to let them absorb their natural consequences, Aries. Leave them alone because they're going to think you are too fiery. Aries can elicit such fiery reactions that, you know, they crave the physical and they want to have physical altercations to deal with conflict. But dependent on the other person's chart, of course, this can be very scary. And so they may find that people don't share their truth of how they're really feeling with them in person. They choose to text it. They choose to send it in an audio message. They choose to write it in an email. They choose to do it from afar. If you're an Aries or have Aries in your chart and you find when you're asking people in person, what's wrong? What's going on? And they're just like kind of being submissive, like, no, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm all right. Thank you. But then you get a long text later, a long email later. Check your anger. Check your response. You're passionate. You're fiery. And there's many outlets in this fiery, hot world for you to go diffuse that. But find compassion, find gentleness in you. When you notice that people will share how they feel, not to your face, you've got to check on your intimidation scale. It's probably off the charts. Aries rules war, battles, right? We dream of creating a life where people coexist in peace and comfort and acceptance of all. But is that possible? You know, as spirituality, since 2012, 2018, it got really big. During the pandemic, when we were all home alone, bored, researching things, it got huge. As government corruption and political uprise starts to happen, we are all, I've noticed a trend. And as a very spiritual connected person myself, this has never been something that has felt right to me in the slightest. And it's a trend of leaving society to go form your own. Let's all move to Central America to start a hippie compound where we raise our children barefoot and eat cacao and pineapples we grow in the farm. Let's all ditch suburban Salt Lake City to go move to the mountains of Colorado and live where we don't pay taxes, which, okay, I've got my personal opinions on taxes and all those things. We'll save them for a rainy day. But where they just totally live off grid, you know, big middle finger to the system. We're going to start our own community and we're going to create our own currency and we're going to have our new laws and our new systems. And I've been to these areas. I've stayed in them out of just pure curiosity. And what I can tell you is that they're fucking scary. They're scary. You can feel the passion. A lot of them might be Aries. You can feel the passion of resistance in them, of don't steal my autonomy. Don't steal my individuality. I'm so angry at you, systems in place to put rules to steal my identity. I'm so angry at you that I'm going to swing my passionate pendulum to the dramatic other side and I'm going to go off grid. But what people don't realize is that this is human nature. Go start your compound. Go start your grid, your community in the jungle, your community in the mountains. Go do it. What you'll be very disappointed to find is that fighting is everywhere in the animal kingdom. You're running from one corrupt system to create another. There will always be conflict. It is just human nature. Fighting will happen, especially if it's personal, right? You create a community where we are accepted by all, but someone's going to slip. Someone's going to go through something. Someone's going to have a hormonal or a chemical imbalance in their brain. And if it's personal to you, if it is an attack on you, your partner, your kids, your food to feed your family, primal energy kicks in. The Aries in us all kicks in, right? So what do? We understand that rules and systems bowing to the Capricorn are in place to help us, but they do. There's no denying they get way out of control, right? Something currently we're talking about is the masculine and feminine energy. Women were very much just shit on for so long. You can't deny it. It's still happening today in 2024. But then we women threw our bras off and said, we're voting and we're also working and we're gonna raise kids and take care of the family because that's ingrained in our DNA as women. But we're also going to have careers and you can't stop us. We're going to do all the things men can. And that's beautiful. Oh my God, I am so thankful to the women that came before me to create that, because here I am, Miss Career, no children. But then we get to a point where we dominate the men, because come on, ladies, we're badass. We got a lot of energy in us. We can do a lot. We can multitask until we can't, until we're tired and our thyroids don't work and we're gaining weight even though we're not eating a lot because our throat chakras are just non-existent. We're getting thyroid cancer, tumors in our thyroid because we're tired. Our hearts are telling us, I would love to just raise kids with a garden and have a community of sisters and women, you know, biological or energetic sisters. And I would love it if a man protected me from other men in the world that are corrupt. I would love it if a man said, hey, don't worry about making money. Just be a woman. Create, connect, create circles of other women to talk about what you feel and the moon cycles and raise beautiful kids that are in tune with nature. But we've reached a point where women are working more masculine jobs and doing the masculine things while also taking care of the feminine things. And we've pushed men into their femininity. And so, of course, none of them are protecting. None of them are providing. They're being pushed over by our dominant energy because we're so like, I don't need no man. Individuality. All men cheat. All men lie. They will just overempower you. Right? A while ago, I don't know why. It was so weird. I was getting all of these Christian memes and I didn't even have a discussion about it. Like, I promise you, there was nothing that should have been pushing these things towards me. Where women were talking about how the Bible says be submissive towards men. And I was like, oh my God. God, like, how can people live their lives like that? Like, I come from a long line of single women that are just, we buy our own house and no man can kick us out. It's beautiful, yet sad. You know what I mean? And this is the Aries energy. Just wait until Saturn and Neptune move into Aries next year. Goodness gracious. We're going to see this feeling of, okay, the pendulum has swung a little too far into masculinity. We women are tired and we want to be ladies that have respect. We just want to be able to be women who are protected by the men, not pushed down to be stuck and not have our Aries sense of individuality, right? Oh, that is a hot topic. I've been called sexist, and JL's been called sexist too in our podcast reviews. So I don't give a shit. You guys can have your opinions. It's not productive to call anybody sexist or phobic in the comments of our podcast review, but to each their own. This is Aries energy, right? And I know you guys are feeling it too. We're tired. Men are tired. Women are tired. Something's got to give. So anyone with a personal planet in Aries may struggle with anger. They see red, then wonder why they are alone or have so many burned bridges. Timeouts are essential. Checking in with the nervous system is essential, right? A sign of Aries I think we can all resonate with is being restless, right? The Aries energy in the sky has created restlessness within us all. We women are so in our Aries era that we're like, me, 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 but also, wait, I really want to have a kid. I really want to be a mom, but also I need a career and I need to make money for myself. But also I don't feel right putting my 6-week-old child in daycare. I'm meant to raise them, but also I need to make money because have you seen the economy? It's a mess. And then men are like, okay, I am all, there's a lot of men that support this movement. They're like, yes, women, we love you. Come on out, come into the world. But then they're like, okay, but wait, whoa. Women have their purpose of raising the kiddos. They're very naturally gifted at the multitasking it requires and the nurturing it requires. But she's also working and making sometimes more than me. What's my role? What's my role? Now, I'm not going to go too deep into that because I think it's only fair to have a man share what it's like to be a man. I have no clue with his perspective on the matter, but this is Aries energy. This is big Aries energy. Aries loves the beginning, the newness of a relationship, of a job, of a trip, of an idea, of the fruition of a business, but will rarely be there for the end. Aries just wants the good stuff. Aries wants the wedding and the honeymoon, the ring, the party, the celebration of love, the confession of vows in front of those you love, and then they're gone. Aries wants the puppy, the kitten. Oh, it's so cute and adorable. And look at all the energy it has. That's hilarious. The animal gets old. They're gone. They're annoyed. Get it away. Ugh, I have to walk it again. Oh, God. And it's so old. It walks so slow. I can't. Just take it. A new baby. They're so sweet. They're so cute. Look at them. And then the baby turns into a teenager with a mouth. I'm done. I'm gone. No, thank you. Whoa, they require a lot of attention. Nope. Aries starts a new business or a creative idea. A few weeks later, gone, bored, over it. You guys handle it. Take it. I need to go start something else. I'm bored. Now, there's nothing wrong with this. This is a very natural feeling for all of us. The newness of something makes it feel so good and inspiring. And it's hard if you don't have the fixed signs in your chart to stay and see things through. This is Aries' lesson, is discipline. See things through. This will give them the honor and the fame that they seek in everything new. Right? When we fight for our relationship, we understand that no marriage is going to be easy. Right? It's going to take a lot of fighting. There are some people who come into our lives for a season and a reason, but then there's other people that you're like, I'm fighting for this. It makes no sense, but I'm fighting for this relationship. It just feels like that's what I'm supposed to do. This is Aries energy. When we have an animal and we suffer through the self-sacrifice it takes to raise it, and we understand that we can't always go on the trips we want to. When you get to the end of that animal's life and you send it over the rainbow bridge, that fire and passion is what Aries is not realizing. They are looking to seek, right? To start a new business or a creative idea, to see it to fruition, to cutting the scissors or the bow, whatever it is, and opening your business and seeing people flood in, and then, ooh, you make a lot of money. And then that money is power. That's what Aries is looking for, but they are just bouncing around as fast as they can, trying to get that quick hit, get rich quick scheme. So we all have Aries energy in us. Whether you have a planet in this sign or not, Aries rules a sector of your chart. If you don't know, now you know. Come see me, lightworkers-lounge.com, and I will tell you where Aries is in your chart and how it interacts with all the other signs. What area of life you've got to see things through. What area of life you've got to put some discipline in. What area of life you love the sweet stuff and then you're gone. Where can we work on it? For us all this Aries season, there is a massive call to identity. And my gosh, guys, this Aries season is like on steroids with this partial eclipse coming up in Libra, the big total solar eclipse on April 8th. Mercury is going retrograde in Aries, and he is going to like pickleball between Chiron, the wound, and the North Node, our spiritual destiny. That deserves its own podcast episode, which will be delivered. But there is so much fire in the sky right now with this Aries season that is finding my identity. And it's spicy. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, it's Aries. We're talking about war and aggression here. If you have felt like over the past 4 years, you have lost yourself to spiritual gurus, you have lost yourself to organized religion, you have lost yourself to the advice of quote unquote friends and family, you've lost yourself to an overbearing romantic partner, you've lost yourself to codependency and people pleasing, you're probably gonna be like a phoenix rising from the ashes during this Aries season and say, fuck this. Do no harm, but take no shit, and I am ready. You know what I was telling you guys in the beginning of the episode? How I'm not an angry person. I don't slam things, break things. But when I do, it scares people. Rightfully so. They're used to Miss Chill Taurus Rising, Sag, whatever. Cool. Woo! My temper gets bad. I think all of us collectively, throw astrology out the window for a second. I think all of us are getting to that point where it's like, oh, you're going to see the warrior in me. And you've probably never seen this side of me, but I'm ready to fight for myself, for my identity, right? If you've been depressed, felt slow, lethargic, this is a sure sign of being tired, of living a life unsuited to you. During Aries season, this is your chance, your 30 days, to get back into a character that is you, to get back to living as an avatar and a Sims of who and what you want. Saying no. Say no to things that your gut goes, oh, I don't want to do that, right? There's some discipline. There's a fine line between it. There's some discipline needed to do things that we don't want to, but we need to. But you know what I'm talking about. The things that you're like, I don't want to do that because I'm tired, or the things that are, I don't want to do that because, dude, that's not me. That's not me. No. Ask yourself, have I been moving my body to move energy out? Right? Northern Hemisphere people, we are entering spring. There's a lot of light out there. It's starting to warm up. Get outside. Revive your energy by going for a walk, leaving the gym with all its stinky smells. Oh my gosh, when they spray the perfume in gyms, I'm just like, we're literally being gassed out. Does anybody else think that, or is it just me? I'm like, we are being gassed out in a place where we're panting because we're working. Go outside, go for a hike, go for a walk, get in the woods, go on the beach, get some fresh air. Southern Hemisphere, you guys are entering fall. Get outside before you are stuck inside for winter. Go outside and get some fresh air. Who am I afraid to stand up to? And why? Why are you afraid to stand up to this person? It's because they have Aries in their chart and their face gets red and they spit when they're so angry. And you don't like that because it feels threatening? Who hurt you with their uncontrolled anger in the past? Go do something where you are in competition with yourself, winning, achieving something like CrossFit. I think of CrossFit or running a 5K just to prove you can do it. Those things, even if you're not the athletic type like me, those will help that resentment naturally fall away. You feel more in control of your energy and your body and your mind when you do things like that. And Aries knows this. During this Aries season, try something new that you're a beginner at and promise to stick with it for 30 days of Aries season, right? We all love the goodness of newness, and then we're gone. We forget about it. But try something new. I did something today that was kind of embarrassing, to be honest. I was listening to a podcast, and normally when I listen to podcasts, I'm doing dishes, I'm prepping dinner, I'm folding laundry, I'm doing something. And I was like, you know what? Rewind that, go back to the beginning, and sit down at your desk with your coffee, close your laptop, put the phone behind you, and play the podcast and just sit. You guys, I couldn't do it. I found myself fidgeting with my straw, and then I grabbed my notebook because I was like, well, let me take notes. And then I was like, why would I take notes on this? What? And so then I was like, okay, deep breath. Just sit with your arms like this. Stare out into the marsh and just listen. Just actively listen and not put your attention to anything else. And, you know, keep in mind, I had listened to like 10 minutes of this podcast already, but while doing something else. And so when I closed off everything else and just sat and listened, all of a sudden I was like, holy shit, I didn't catch that. What? I totally missed that statistic. Whoa, I didn't even hear him say that when I was listening to it. I was just like, wow, I probably have ADHD. But then it made me, again, circling back to the beginning of this podcast, how I was like, this is social media. I just knew it with everything in me. I was like, I don't have ADD. I don't have ADHD. Right now I do. And the reason being is because of my addiction to social media. So used to, next post, next post, next post, 30 seconds here, 30 seconds there, next, 30 seconds next. Ooh, a carousel of photos, swipe, 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 swipe. And so it was a challenge for me. And during this Aries season, you know, I was exhibiting big Aries energy. I want the newness. I want to start three things at once, but only give it half-ass of my attention and pretend like I accomplished something. I don't want to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. I want to master one and be the best at it. And the only way I'm going to achieve that and do that is if I focus with everything I have. And we live in a world that is so not made for that. And, you know, Aries has been around since the dawn of time. And I really do feel for Aries living in this era of the new age technology and having information at your fingertips, because it's got to be hard to control this fire when they're like, ooh, I'm bored with my relationship. Let me go on this dating app. Ooh, I am bored with this project. Well, I can easily go start a new one over here. Squarespace.com. Here's a new website. It's hard. I hope my Aries people have some Taurus in that chart to anchor them and ground them. During Aries season, write the first word of your book. Play the first chord of that instrument you always wanted to learn. Make the first call. Buy the new sneakers that you're going to walk around the park in. This is your time to start all over again and meet yourself. This is your time to shed what happened to you in Pisces season, to let go of the weirdness of Aquarius season, to let go of the big energy of the holiday season with Sagittarius. This is your time to let go of anything that happened under the full moons of last year and to start fresh. Difficult things are going to happen this year. They will. And I'm sorry. It's going to happen to me too. We have each other. We have this podcast to come back to. We have learned so much. We've got all of the tools in our belt. And if we don't have them, we've got all the ways and the means to create them, to heal ourselves. We have Aries warrior spirit in all of us to get through any difficulties that this new year may bring. But guess what, you guys? This new year, and I am saying this as the clock turns to 1:11. This new year is going to bring so many good, amazing miracles to your life. If you are confused about what to do, where to go, it could be something that you couldn't even dream up. So relax, stop worrying about it, and live your life and watch it find you. I love you guys. Lightworkers-lounge.com to book a reading. I will see you this Friday for the Full Moon in Libra podcast. Signing off at 1:11. I told you. They're following me. I'll see you guys later. Happy Aries season.